Come for the news. Stay for the pancakes. The Brown Roofie Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is back on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
I was going to say, I'm sitting here with the two chiefs. We've got Chief Edwards with the fire department and Chief Porter with the police department, and somebody broke a glass. But I mean, listen, I'm the safest I could be in this diner right now. I am easily the safest person in this diner right now.
I thought it was a sound effect.
Listen, we do. We bring the sound effects. Nick, thank you so much to you and your team here at Frankie's for the sound effects. I'm telling you, the chief is impressed. Gentlemen, how are you? Welcome back.
Very good. Good.
Thanks
good
for having us.
You guys seem very not stressed considering you're going into a very busy season. Kids are out of school, summer parks and beaches, everything's open, more people on the roadways, but you guys are calm, cool, and collected.
Deep down, it's different. We just make it look good. It's just exterior.
Your acting classes are paying off, guys.
Outward appearance.
Yeah. You're doing a really good job. Right?
Because if we're stressed and we're nervous, everyone else is.
Trickle down effect.
Exactly. We have to maintain that calm to keep everyone else calm.
Love that. Well, you guys are crushing it, and I love that I get to have you guys here on the Diner Tour, and I hope that we'll do another power hour really soon.
Absolutely.
Yes, maybe.
Let me know.
Absolutely. Possibly.
Let us know.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Love that. Back in studio. But here at the Diner, let's talk about the summer season. I know you guys, like I said, it gets very busy. You guys are busy 365, but you've got kids out of school, more people on the roadways, parks and beaches are going to be packed. Who wants to go first? Ready? Who drew the short straw today?
Yeah, well, I guess it's me.
Porter.
So, you're right, Melissa. So kids are getting out of school. I think next week is graduation. No, graduation's today.
Today,
and last
the mayor
day of school,
said he's at three, graduate four or five. I don't know.
And then the official last day of school is on Tuesday. So, again, just all motorists, just be aware. Now, we're going to have more kids out on the streets, going to parks, going to camp, so just slow down. Traffic safety has been something that, you know, we focus a lot on, and so we really want to make sure everyone's safe as we go about our activities throughout the summer. So, yeah, slow down, and don't be distracted while you're driving, and be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, definitely. And I know the mayor had mentioned before that we have a lot of people who come from out of town or even out of state to come to some of our local beaches and parks. I think that's great.
Yeah.
But, you know, how does that sort of make it, I would think, a bigger challenge, especially for law enforcement patrolling?
Yeah, so it impacts the parks, right? So once, you know, we get a lot of out-of-towners come to Seaside Park and the park gets to capacity, there's sometimes traffic issues. But, you know, we have parks details out there. We have officers out there on quads, bicycles, walking. So it does impact our ability to police the park, but we do it well. We have extra police officers out there, and we just ask everyone to be patient. If you're in line to get into the park, you get to the checkpoints, please take your time and, you know, be responsible when you're in the parks. Keep the noise to a level that is just, you know, respectful to everyone else.
All right, and that was Chief Roderick Porter with the police department. I'm coming over to Chief Lance Edwards with the fire department, and you also have a list of things that you have to really focus on, certainly going into the summer months. What would you say you guys are focused on?
I'd like to start off with piggybacking off of Chief Porter. He was talking about the parks.
Yes.
When it comes to water safety, we still have way too many children and adults going down to Seaside Park to enjoy the park that cannot swim. They decide to go into the water when there's no lifeguard on duty. I think the most important thing is to make sure that there's a lifeguard on duty if you're going to go into the water.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to call for help. God forbid if you get in there and realize that you're in danger and you need some assistance, because a lot of people, we're all proud adults. There's absolutely nothing wrong and no shame in calling for help, especially when there's a lifeguard on duty.
Yes.
And we have a lot of pedestrians and bystanders that are willing to help that can swim.
Yeah.
So if you find yourself, especially if there's riptide currents out there, you want to pay attention and just call for help. That's the most important thing.
The water is such a mystery, and I'm so glad you said that, Chief Edwards. We actually lost a very dear friend of ours. He was a father who's in his 30s to a drowning incident last summer. Nice. We're coming up on a year in July since his passing. You know, not much older than me.
Correct.
Still, has a son, and exactly that. You know, it's so important that it doesn't matter your swimming ability. That if you're feeling a cramp or something happens to the water, you know, making sure there's somebody watching out, but also, you know, having, you know, the courage to say, like, hey, I need help.
Yeah, you have to scream.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we're all proud adults, but listen, when it comes to life and death, you have to let someone know.
I'd rather live. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also, just to stick on the water safety topic, the city of Bridgeport lost a three-year-old to a drowning a couple of years ago.
I remember. That was terrible.
So these things still happen, and the majority of children that die, they die in just a couple of inches of water. Because we all think that they're dying in like a kiddie pool or like a 4-foot 18-foot circular pool.
Like a pool.
They're drowning like in their tub.
Yes.
A couple of inches of water because they're left alone. Mm-hmm. We all live busy lives, and we're all trying to multitask. Mm-hmm. But we have to set our priorities. And leaving a child in a bath to get your cell phone or to hear what's going on a television is
total.
No, it's because things happen so quickly.
Stu Leonard talks about that all the time because he lost his son in 1989. Yeah. And we talk to Stu about it every year. They, you know, and just being accountable and knowing, you know, who is watching that kid, especially if you're at a property where they have a pool. That's, you know, a huge deal to look out for that as well.
Very important.
So we've got Chief Edwards here, Chief Porter here, Bridgeport's Fire and Police Department. And also, we got to talk about the fires.
Absolutely.
Got to talk about the grills, the bonfires. I know the drill.
Exactly. Grilling is, you know, we talk about the same thing every year, whether you like your barbecue, your charcuts, or propane. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
You want to make sure that it's at least 10 feet away. We talk about it. We purchase grills every year. No one reads the manufacturer's instructions. If you read the instructions, it'll tell you to keep the grill at least 10 to 15 feet away from your home. You mm-hmm. do that, you reduce the risk of fires tremendously.
Yeah.
Cleaning the grill. I know it's a dirty job. Mm-hmm. No one enjoys doing it, but you have to get rid of that grease.
Mm-hmm.
The grease buildup is really what ignites fires. It's very flammable.
Yeah.
And like I said, I know no one likes to do it. I hate doing it at home myself, but unfortunately, I've been tasked with that job.
Listen.
The one thing I do in my house
well.
is clean the trap.
Nice job.
That's my job.
Yeah.
And like I said, if you're going to get rid of your charcoal, you want to make sure the charcoal has been cool.
Yes.
And put it into a metal container. Mm-hmm. I think we all remember the tragedy down in Greenwich.
Yeah.
It was that was it Stanford or Greenwich?
Stanford.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Where there was a fatality, and yes. basically it was ashes from a fireplace put yeah. into a paper bag onto the porch.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that you're going to put anything, ashes or briquettes, into a metal container to keep family and friends safe.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's pretty simple.
It is. I think we need to do a... I have so many more things to talk to you guys about. But we are being told that we need to go to a commercial break. So,
okay.
I know, right?
The
so
nerve.
I'm thinking before July 4th, we should have you guys come in studio. Can we do a power hour? You think? Can we continue
Absolutely.
The conversation?
Yeah.
Would that work for you guys?
Absolutely. Just
I have no. Yeah, that works.
Work up,
Chief
hours,
like,
showing.
Sure. Yeah,
that works.
Totally.
That works.
See,
that.
Chief Edwards, like, came in here. He didn't tell you he was going to write notes. And Chief Porter's like, what about, you know, I thought we were going to just kind of like, shoot, well, now you've got time. We're going to do a take two. Does
okay,
that work for you?
That's fine.
We're going to do a take two. Chief Porter and Chief Edwards, I adore you both. Thank you so much for always being part of the Diner Tour. Appreciate it.
Always
not
a pleasure.
Problem.
All right.
Great having
Thanks
us.
For supporting Bridgeport.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you guys. And you heard it at home. They already said they're going to do a power hour before July 4th. That's what you said. So we're going to do it. We're going to schedule it as soon as I finish today's show. I will get that on the calendar
in a couple of weeks.
Yes,
right, sounds good.
Thank you guys,
thank
appreciate
you for having
it
us.
Have a good one.